I'm here with Annabelle Monti. She's the fuels forester for the National Forest Service. Thank you so much for chatting with me today.
Thanks for having me.
Can you just tell me a little bit about what you do with the Forest Service? Fuels forester, what is that? What do you do?
I am partially responsible with the help of a fuel specialist on my district to manage the fuels reduction projects. Fuels reduction projects can range anywhere from logging operations to handwork, and there's a whole variety of tools. And here on the Carson Ranger District, we're in what they call the wildland urban interface. And so a lot of our projects are targeted around communities.
What kind of fuel reduction projects are you currently working on?
So within Washoe County specifically, we've got about 8 or 9 different fuels projects that are in various phases of implementation, and they range all over the place. For example, one of our larger projects is at the base of Mount Rose Highway right now. Just last week, you might have seen the smoke. We did a prescribed understory burn. That's part of that project. And then the Arrowhawk project also includes one of our sheep grazing projects.
Sheep grazing. So can you just speak a little bit more about what that project entails?
So we actually have 2 locations where we utilize sheep to go in and graze what we call the fine fuels. One of those projects is right here at the base of Mount Rose Highway in the Arrowhawk project, and they currently are grazing 1,000 acres. And then we also have a project in Carson City just on the west side of town where it's the same thing, and they're grazing 500 acres. And so the point of this is that the sheep go out and they graze the fine fuels, which are the grasses and the smaller diameter stuff. We time it just right so that the sheep are out there when the cheatgrass is just starting to green up and they'll eat it.
And how many sheep are a part of this project?
There's 800 ewes in this project right off of Mount Rose Highway. And then in West Carson, there's about 800 more ewes and lambs.
We have a video here of the sheep being released. Can you just explain a little bit about what's going on in these videos?
So we contract with a gentleman out of Gardnerville. His name is Ted Borda, and he owns Borda Land and Sheep Company. He brings his truck and trailer up, and he unloads the sheep, and they just kind of go for it. Once they're grazing, they have 2 or 3 herders usually, as well as the sheepdogs that are there for protection and to help herd them where they need to go and keep them out of areas that they're not supposed to be. We have a problem of people walking and not keeping their dogs on leashes. The sheepdogs are trained to protect the herd, and so there is the potential for some clashing there if you are walking your dog and it's not on a leash.
Since we've had a wet winter this year, we have less dry areas, but that also means we have a lot more vegetation. How has this past season impacted your fire prevention techniques for this year, and what do you expect to see this fire season?
You know, it's hard to predict fire. I'm sure you've heard that line from everybody. And the other thing is, too, is we don't necessarily have a season anymore. I think that was showcased very well with the Collin Ranch fire as well as the Washoe Drive fire. Wildland fire can happen at any point in the year. It is wetter in a lot of areas. It's a lot cooler than it has been, say, this time last year. But with that, there are a lot more grasses. There are a lot more plants growing. With that being said, we've actually been able to utilize these cooler and wetter months to do some of our prescribed burning even later in the year than we normally would to help reduce a lot of that.
Would you say that climate change is impacting your work with the National Forest Service?
I would say it is. I think it's impacting everybody. And it's not just fuels. It's, you know, all of the other programs that I work with, hydrology and wildlife. But I would like to say that it is something that we consider, especially when we're looking at the sustainability of these projects that we're doing. You know, what are they going to look like in 5 years? What are they going to look like in 10 years? What are they going to look like in 100 years?
In 1995, the Forest Service spent 16% of its budget on fighting wildland fires. And just last year, that jumped up to 52%. So how has this increased spending on firefighting impacted other areas of fire science, including research?
A lot. I mean, you hear the term fire borrowing a lot. That money that they're using to fight these large fires is coming out of other people's programs. And so it's had a huge impact. And that's why hazardous fuels projects have become such a highlight, especially around our wildland urban interfaces, is because it's a lot cheaper and it's a lot easier to manage that than trying to fight one of these catastrophic wildland fires.
Are there any events that people in the area here can attend, or is there anything that people need to know?
Absolutely. So May is Wildfire Awareness Month. There's a ton of community events going on all over the state, really, but especially here in Washoe County. All of that information is also listed on the livingwithfire.info webpage.
Annabelle Monti, fuels forester for the Carson Ranger District. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.